Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Is it hot? Nice. Like scorching hot in here?
Dude,
I'm sweating them all. You're so scorching hot, babe.
No, it's... It's 8 o'clock. Something happens. I don't know what happens, but something happens. Maybe we just get revved up and get warm after 2 hours of talking. But at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9, it gets
Is
very
it the
warm.
Sun?
Well, there's none in here.
I'd say my pants off is a little like I'm juggling peach-colored soccer balls.
Oh, gross.
Sorry,
did you have some
boy.
Cheetos before bed?
I don't know why it's so... I want to make sure it wasn't me, like, high-flashing somehow.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
how fat people do.
You're getting menopause, which is a thing.
You don't want that.
Oh, it is, like, you know...
Yeah.
Because I woke up this morning, I forgot, I turned the heat off. And it was like 65 in the house. And I'm like, God, why is it so hot?
You were hot in the house?
You were hot at 65?
Yeah, man, just woke up hot, just being fat. And it's real weird how it goes up and down.
Go to the gym with me today. And tomorrow. Today's Monday. I'm going Monday. Go with me today.
Dude, I liked your response, by the way, when somebody asked you about that. Possibly working out together, and you're like, you know what?
I don't like hiking with anybody. I really don't. I like to get in and get done. I don't like to make an event out of it.
I mean, the gym's not a place to like be buddy buddy. You know?
No.
That's where you go pound the iron, sweat on everything, and walk out.
Yeah.
Or you do like me, 5 minutes on the treadmill and no incline, negative incline, and then walk out. Start off small, man. We all can't run marathons. Every time we go.
That's true. If we all ran marathons, there'd be no one there to watch and cheer you on. And remember that.
Dude, last time I had a trainer, he's like, look, we're going at your pace. You decide what's comfortable. And like for a month, we were doing like 5 minutes at like 1.2 speed. He's like, at some point, we got to jack this up a little bit, dude.
Is that a gold?
Yeah. No.
No?
It was at a place where, well, he got in trouble for faking his certifications. And it wasn't supposed to be a trainer anyway.
You talking about Jeff? No, I'm kidding. He's fun. That's a little joke.
The Jeffery. He's still doing it. I saw a picture this weekend, the Jeffery.
Really?
And I wanted to tell those guys, you got a Russian amongst your presence.
I know he was kneeled down during the national anthem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's in his name. Kneel.
Jeff Lewis, kneel down.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Yes, do that, Lewis, for the anthem because you're Russian.
You should kneel.
Well, that's a heat getter right there.
Yeah, it is.
Do it at work, too. Just, you know, practice it.
No.
Get the heat going.
Don't be tagging up turbines with the Russian words and nothing.
I started early.
Yeah.
Well, how many December things will you do this month?
December things.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about Christmas. I'm kind of like, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying not to be overdone with Christmas before Christmas even gets here.
What do you mean exactly?
Yeah, because I want to ask you, but it's going to sound like me being a dick.
No, you can ask me.
Like, what do you do on Christmas?
Well, Christmas is kind of hard for me because it's not so much Christmas and getting to Christmas and going to Christmas dinner or whatever. It's after the Christmas when everybody's quiet and there's no celebrating before.
Like, you got nowhere to go, right? Like, as far as like...
Yeah, I go to my family's and, you know, hopefully have time to do some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so Christmas Eve is busier than Christmas Day for me. So Christmas Day will literally be wrapped up by 12 noon. And then the rest of the day. That's when it does, you know. I think it was last year. That's when I joined Tinder. Was last year.
Oh, it's been a year. Yeah.
Christmas Maybe Day. I should join Tinder.
No,
on
I was
Christmas
off
Day.
Of it in 2 months or whatever.
I know.
I mean, it was not Dang. For me. Not for me. I know, dude. Time is just.
When you put it in those terms, it really does seem like a quick year.
Yeah. And big time.
And I try not to
big time
dwell on what happened, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas and try to think past it. That's why it's kind of a good thing for me to work so much through Christmas that I'll have to sit and think.
I need Fat Boy to go through a tragedy to feel.
Well, I was thinking about my dad the other day, and I don't know why. We did not have a good relationship. He passed away in January.
Yeah.
Did you say all the things you should have said?
Like, it wasn't even that.
Two-way street, the page.
It was like an indifference, you know.
But I get that.
I think what got me was, you know, like, just all the whole family getting together at certain points growing up. And just kind of splinters off from there. It's like, you know, those things don't happen anymore.
I know. Like, so with my dad, his two sisters are gone now. And then grandparents on that side are gone. So I have my cousins, and I was telling my daughter this yesterday. I said, I saw, you know, they were at my mom's funeral, and it was that whole thing where he's like, you know what?
I remember seeing them.
We got to get together. We got to, you know, again, 8 months ago.
But you really do, because when you
I get, know.
But everybody grieves in their own way. And maybe
it's not a grieving thing. It's just like making time for like that. Because, I mean, our generation, we're seeing a splinter off of that whole blood. We're related. We are, you know.
Yeah.
Just because you're related doesn't mean like you've got to stay in that person's life for your. I mean, life. Mm-hmm. It's like being friends. You know, it's like they come, they splinter off, they go here and there or whatever. But like, and then you get friendsgivings. You know, where it's like I don't really have family, but like. I told my daughter yesterday, I was like, there ain't none of that happening with me, just so you know. Like, I'm going to be all up in it all the way till, like, ain't nothing like that with me. Like, y'all are all I got. I mean, like, not no woe is me kind of thing, but, like, they're my literal lifeblood. Like, they motivate me for everything.
And I haven't even put up a tree yet because...
It'll be my second. I ain't even got one. I gave mine to them. I haven't had one in 2 years.
It's another odd scenario.
I love the hell out of Jesus.
If you have certain like people you're used to being around for the holidays, and that dynamic kind of shifts and changes, that's an adjustment too. That's kind of odd to get used to.
Yeah.
So I can see why people say the holidays are rough. Like,
yeah, well, they can be.
You know, and
especially when the lack of continuity. God, that woman's very tall. The lack God of dang. Continuity to it, you know? Like,
I'll be honest. I
get tired of when family. Are you seeing anybody now?
Oh, that whole, like, come on.
Like, oh, man.
Or the, hey, radio man, well, say something funny.
I understand why they people know better do that. Than that. People ask me that all the time. And they have to understand that I'm happier by myself.
Especially after them bags you got from Adam and Eve the other night.
Panties?
Yeah,
that one thing looked like you had a prosthetic leg in that box.
You know, I have to tell you.
Is it wearing a shoe?
I took the bag to my friend's house and they went through it.
Oh, so everybody had fun together.
Mm-hmm. You had an orgy? You had an orgy?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you winked so fast.
I shared.
Nice.
Dang. Well, there is another head on that thing.
Like a tire
it's
iron,
so
there's four.
Filthy.
I am not.
You're so naughty.
What about Siamese twins, Paige? They have two heads. Yeah. Are they gross?
No.
Oh, that would be an interesting doll to have where it's like two heads melted together.
See, and we saw one there. They had to, like, this had to be like awful. A throwback blow-up doll. This thing's face looked like an old 1970s Halloween mask. Like, I was like, I would not have sex with that doll. Really, none, but especially that one. It's very ugly.
It looked like the Leatherface mask.
See, it did. I kind of wish I would have known what you would have gotten in your bag, because then I would, you know.
You know, I think mine was supposed to just be funny. I got, like, little, like, flavored lubes and all these funny
that.
Things.
Yeah. And there was a blue thing.
There's one thing that's thing. Supposed to use on a woman.
What was that?
Oh, it's for a man.
Is it that blue thing?
I don't know. Mine was
it's
green.
Squishy?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it on a WNBA court.
I got a coupon that says come by anytime. We're open for a free HJ.
Yeah. I got that.
It's from Howard Johnson.
Like a board game, too.
Yeah. You got a board game?
There's some kind of little game.
It said come by for a free flash.
Instead of monopoly, cool. It's monogamous.
Right. So silly.
Oh, that's Orgasm Avenue. And what's another pun that could be on there? I'm trying to go to Marvin Gardens. You got that. Oh, B.O. Railroad. Yeah.
B.N.O.
And
Butt and Orifice. Railroad.
You go around the other side. You got Vermont. You got.
I hate that game. I
mean, Monopoly?
Pennsylvania.
I've never finished it. No, I hate people. They people get all mad. I play it for keeps. Like, I go in there, I go full Trump on that stuff. I'm like, we playing, like, the game of life, too? By God, I'm winning.
Little pegs.
You put why play, you know, haphazardly? Play for
get,
real.
Get all the blue.
Chutes and ladders, all of it. Candyland, bring it.
I want the dark blue stuff. That's all I remember.
Categories, I'll whoop
Park
your
Avenue.
Ass.
Which is the one you had to set up where you had the little bathtub on a ladder and a ball went through it?
Oh, with the little marble.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
God,
that was a fun one.
Tilt? Was it Tilt?
It might have been that.
Oh, man. That was a... Oh. You only got one run through with it before you're like, all right, I'm putting this back together. It's a pain in the butt.
You stack it up, kid.
Yeah.
You want to play some bad because nobody else wants to play with you.
And like kids today, even adults put together them like 50,000 piece Lego things and then they just set it there.
Yeah, what do you do with it when you...
I don't know. If I got a toy in the mail and I had that many pieces to put together if I could play with it...
I'd throw it away.
Yeah.
Do I go sell it to Bricks and Minifigs and say, do you want to put this in the window? Because I don't know what to do with it.
Do they not sell full-size figs?
And they already got stuff in the window, so they're full up already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get what you do with Legos. You got to think about that afterwards.
Or just losing like a bunch of Hey Baby's puzzles. I'm like, I don't know if I should donate these because what if they're missing a piece?
Awesome.
And somebody went to the, I'm not going to say the one because that's not the one that I support, but they got plenty of help, you know, and it's not quite so good either.
She had a lot of puzzles too. That's
she had crap tons. But what if they're missing one? In one piece,
that's
you
okay.
go.
As long as they have most of it.
I'd go back to the thrift store and get my 99 cent back,
yeah,
damn it.
Throw it at you.
I ain't popping tags for missing a piece. You're doing all that.
This is really bothering me, it's missing a piece.
Yeah, that's right.
And
what do you expect? You bought it at Goodwill. Like, what did you expect it to be right?
What if it's missing a corner? Like, you could fancy that with a piece
You'd
of cardboard.
Be all
right.
Right?
Yeah.
Got but most of it together.
But if it's the middle, you can't draw whatever's on it.
No, you can't. You can't. Matter of fact, you're all getting puzzles missing a couple pieces for Christmas and shit.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me call him back.
No, no, no,
please.
Sure, he's still here.
Terry, let's bring him on before he decides to hang up. Terry, sorry. Cake and all these different things took my imagination. OCD, but too late to do anything about it. Terry, we briefly, I don't know if you caught this, we briefly read your email. Time got against us. We didn't get back to it. And then Fat Boy, wow. Again... freaking radio's person of the day.
Hell yeah.
We'll saving it. The day.
Reach, tracked him down.
Reached back out to you, said, hey, you want to come on there? And you're like, hell yeah, I will. So walk us through this for those that didn't catch the mail sack on Monday.
Okay. All right. So basically, and this is the most confusing relationship I've ever been in. But we've been dating. I've been dating this girl for a long time, and long enough that things are getting real hot and heavy. And at the end of the day, we're getting more physical, and all of a sudden these restrictions come in. It's like, you can do this, but you can't do that. I'll do this, but I won't do that. It's like we're having a signing of a home sale before we go to the next step.
Oh.
And... you know, I thought when things are getting hot and heavy, you know, things get hot and heavy, and then, you know, all these rules just kind of, well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm on the radio.
No, I know, man. I know. You just had like that 1920s gangster tone.
You're like,
hot and heavy. Yeah. See?
I'm making
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Yeah.
We're going to third base. You hear? So, you know, I'll tell you what my first thought is like, she's maybe like so into you that she's like trying to slow it down and pace it a little bit, because she's like, all right, I know this is gonna happen, but I don't want to like do it all.
Oh yes, yeah, so that's good. She wants to savor it, you know.
Yeah,
she wants to unwrap you slowly.
The thing is I got to home plate already, fellas and lady. I mean, I've
you
already
die face
there.
First.
I did not get tagged out.
You didn't get bunted. You didn't get bunted in, did you?
No,
go ahead.
There was no button. There was no button.
What is Jackie Steele's home really about?
Yeah, really. Come on. But this could mean something different these days. But home base is pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty much. No, the bases have changed, but yeah, the home base is still the same.
Yeah,
he's talking about in the butt.
Yeah,
he didn't have a pinch runner.
Oh, whoa.
No,
whoa.
No. Okay. No, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. But trying to be a family show here.
So. Yeah, but no. here. At the end of the day, I mean, she won't take her shirt off and the bra stays on the whole time. That's the whole thing about it, guys. And I mean, I guess what's up with that? Because
let me kill the buzz. Do you think there's any medical situations? Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
That's once this all came back to me, what this was truly about. I was like, you know what? Like that might be a thing where. Okay, I'm gonna ask this very kind of awkward question now. Like,
come on.
Does she like when you see her with? Does she have an ample bosom?
That's a good question.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
I personally think it looks great. I've just never seen it, but I think it looks great.
Okay.
Just an outside perspective, walking along down the street.
And you don't know
everything
if
any
kind of prior medical kind of thing that
I haven't heard about that, and I've asked kind of that direct question, like, what's going on? And the answer is, I just don't like to take my bra off. I just don't like to take my shirt off. And I'm just like,
that don't seem comfortable though. Like, she got a situation to where maybe the nipple itself's bigger than the boob itself, like a football nipple. Like,
and somebody's made fun of it in the past, and she thinks, like, I don't want to kill the buzz. We happen to have someone who's all things knower about breasts. Paige, what would you say outside of the medical situation that could be and
I
we
can
don't
think
know?
Of two scenarios. All first, right. She may have stretch marks that she's embarrassed of.
Good point. Has she lost weight? Used to be heavier, maybe, and lost weight? Because stretch marks don't go away.
I don't know. I don't know that she has.
Okay.
I can ask.
No, you can't.
But I don't know if she.
You feel around there on the sides, whatever. You feel it's like you're a blind person reading Braille.
And secondly, she
going to offend them all while we're at it.
Maybe she puts like the chicken cutlets in there to make her boobs bigger.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like false advertisement.
And she doesn't want to let you know.
That ain't right.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got to do
it. Well, if it's a medical situation, yes. But the other, to me, is false advertising.
Why?
If that's chicken cutlets, that's free food. So, I'm fine with that, man.
They're great.
Like,
they're raw, though.
I have stuffed them in many a dress with
Where?
Not me, but for other people that when I was a
Do you have some rotisseries in there?
I was going to say, you got some Cornish hens rocking tonight.
If you can make them look the best that they can, you do that.
But what if a guy had a Red Bull can down the front of his pants, and when you went out with him, whatever, you're like, I can't wait to look at that bulge. And then you get down on your knees and he drops trout, a Red Bull can pops out, and he's like, let me get my cutlet out.
That can sound.
And then Droopy enters the party.
Good Lord.
She'd be so drunk, she starts sucking on the can.
I'd be like, good Lord, I think I broke your penis. Make that can sound.
You know what would happen. They would be mad. Like, what a false advertisement.
I want you to make that can sound. Oh, I think I broke something. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, I recycle it. Oh, Lord. God. All right, let's get to what you call
it. I'll give you wings, you know.
Yeah, but not wings. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to be extremely sensitive to this, that if it does turn out to be a medical thing, let's keep that on the forefront because I've known folks. We've all known somebody that's maybe through others that have went through situations like that, and I cannot imagine. But if it's not that, how does a guy present this to a woman? Like we are told as Homo sapiens, that means humans.
I don't know.
We are told is. See, you can't call a Homo sapien anything short. Like you can't.
As soon as you hear that first, you hear those
like
first four letters.
If they don't want to use it, can we take it? Or can we just be sapiens? All right, let me get to the point.
Okay.
If we're supposed to talk about our feelings as a couple, right? And I expressed to you, look, I don't know what this is, and I want to be sincere about this. I'd like to see those things bouncing around.
And
when
I wouldn't say to her, I don't care what they look like, you know, because you don't know. She may have had a biopsy.
That's
we don't know.
All kinds of.
She might have eraser nipples.
But
real long.
But I think if you told her honestly that you wanted to see them and feel them,
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not bad.
For intimacy, you know, because you want to feel skin to skin. Let her know that.
Yeah. Hmm.
And take it to the next level.
Or what about this? And this is where I, as a guy, have to think about my words and the way it can be mistaken here. But I think when in the thrills of passion, you don't always verbalize everything. And that is not to say you do without asking, okay?
But
I'm saying, I say if you're going at it, start to take off her shirt. And if she pulls it down... don't resist, but then after, when you're smoking your cigarettes or eating your candy or whatever you do after sex, mm-hmm. you say, you know, there was a time when I tried to take your shirt off. There's your icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. if you hold this in, oh, yeah. it's just going to come out weird, and you're going to, like, that's where your mind's going to be during sex, where you ever had sex but yeah. thinking about something else, or you're kind of watching TV out the one eye? There's a ball game yep. on in the back. You're not fully yep. there, and the end result's just not as good because you're not yeah. fully immersed.
She might have a lopsided yeah. situation going on.
Like, you got to kind of meditate with each other while you're having sex. But I'm saying, you reach yeah. up there, start this very gingerly, kind of remove that top, and if she moves it down, don't let it kill the buzz, and then later that's your way to ask her. And then please let us know. And I hope to God that it's not anything bad, you know. She had to go through some bad stuff. Maybe it's just like Fat Boy says, she got weird shaped nipples or something.
Yeah. Or just say, yeah. hey, let's take each other's clothes off. That's kind of sexy.
This would be it? Like if he left his pants on and just, you know, unzipped.
Yeah. Which is weird. I don't like,
this
yeah.
is the equivalent.
Tease.
I don't even like, when, you know, there's been past situations where I'm like, take your bra off too. No, it makes my back hurt. And I'm like, well, what? Like, cause, you know, that.
I think somebody in the room is not a fan of that.
Who? Her?
Hmm. Yeah, I just don't want to. Like, I don't know if you said that on the air or not. Like,
what? Take it? Oh, I don't know. I feel weird to ask. Can I ask you that?
Yeah, sometimes when I get home, that's the first thing that gets.
Yeah, but
taken
do you
off.
Leave it on because it keeps them from moving about hurting?
In sex? No, I don't care.
Okay. Wow, listen.
I'm
to
a nudist.
Dang. All right. Got a golf course that's right up your alley.
All right. Seriously, can we, whenever you're ready or whenever you talk to her and whenever this happens again, I don't know how often you get laid, but like, give us an update and let us know what happened. Because
sure.
I think that's like, yeah. there's a lot of things that can apply to. Like, hey, honey, why don't you ever shave anymore? Like, you can, yeah. there's ways to find out.
Or ask her if she'd strip for you.
I can go, hey,
dude,
not a bad idea.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could right. call it like a second base update for you guys. You know?
Well, that sounds lame, but we'll come up with a better name and do it.
Okay. I know. But yeah.
All right, my friend. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good morning. Right, you know, I feel real good about that that advice.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm embarrassed by the advice we give, but today I was.
I just don't know what kind of update he would give. Like, you know,
this was what was why she wouldn't take it off.
Do you expect every
my nipples get cold?
Every woman to be picture perfect.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio. in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hot as hell, by the way.
Hot as hell in the studio. But 39 right now in Greenville. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on December the 8th. December the 8th, Denver scene. December the 8th, I am. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Suck it.
Yeah. Start off with a ball player. A basketball player from Atlanta, Georgia.
Crap.
He was the first pick of the Orlando Magic in his draft year, which...
What was his draft year?
Yeah, that I got to look up real quick because I used to know offhand.
93-94?
Nah, not Shaq.
No, he's LSU. Who'd you say you played college for?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't say you played
college. He didn't say much. He's looking.
2004. He was drafted by Orlando, first pick. He went to high school in Atlanta.
Atlanta?
He did not play college.
Give me his initials, please.
D.H. He is a Hall of Famer, but he played for a lot of teams.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Yep. I was in Orlando the day he got traded.
Did we ever meet him?
No, I haven't.
I have not met him.
I've never met him.
And that play, the people
were... Just the name is familiar.
So mad.
Yeah.
I talk about like pulling over in traffic, burning jerseys on the side of the road because he wanted to get traded to L.A.
Mm.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard's got to be like 41.
He's retired now.
You are.
He was playing in China for a little bit. Dominating, too.
42.
He's an even 40. D.H. is 40 years old.
God bless, man. He's still playing over there?
No, I think he quit finally.
So you think that was like needing the money or just like, man, I love the game? Oh, I don't like staying at home with my family.
Yeah, I think
that's what I think a lot about musicians. They just hate their family. That's why they tour a lot.
I don't know what China was paying him, but he was dominating. Like, it just.
All those, not all of them, but a lot of the WNBA girls go overseas in the off season. Like, Camilla goes and plays for Brazil.
So I wonder if they're going to keep doing that. Because now they projected their top paychecks to be, or they want $1 million contracts.
They should. Do you see the revenue rights, man? Like, good for them. I'm shocked. You know, here's the sad part. It took hot girls. Some hot girls to play WNBA. Because before, I mean, sorry, that's just the truth of it.
So if you're going to pay like, Asia Wilson, $1 million contract, because you know, she would warrant it if anybody would, the max, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she plays anywhere else now anyway.
I don't know. Maybe. I would, if I was the team, I would say no, you shouldn't.
Yeah, a lot of those.
You don't want to go get hurt playing for Sao Paulo or something.
Well, you know, Brittany Griner situation, you know, she's playing in Russia and the whole thing happens.
Yeah.
What, did she hurt herself or what happened?
Oh, they kept her.
That's right.
She had old weed vapes.
For the marijuana thing.
Old vape pen.
She was a vapist. It is Nicki Minaj's birthday is why I'm playing Super Bass.
Nicki Minaj.
I don't know where she is. Well, I don't know where she is in the pantheon of female rappers. Like, if she's, you know. Do they like her?
I don't know.
She's saucy.
They come and go so fast. They like just, for lack of a better term, blank the carcass of these women and then just toss them out. And then there's the next one with the big butt.
Wow.
Pretty much.
You know.
They're dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. They come and go quick.
45.
I'm going to say... 34.
I wish you'd have said 43 damn years old.
Good gracious, I'm dyslexic.
Let's do this gentleman right here.
I had no clue she was in her 40s. Justin Bieber?
No.
Corey Taylor?
It is Corey Taylor's birthday. You know what I was going to play.
This is Fisco
Social Baby.
My favorite mix-up. This part.
His son does music, too. Looks like he's going to be a real hellion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like you know.
No, cool. He had youngins.
Yeah, at least one boy.
Does he have a boy named? Please tell me he's got a boy named Ange.
Big Ange. Remember the guy the other night? He's like, my name's Andrew. I was like, what's up, Ange?
Off of Range. Got to check in with Range.
Corey Taylor, I'll say 49.
Okay, sounds good.
Corey Taylor's 52.
Wow.
Years old today.
We're not good with ages, are we, today?
No.
We'll do one more out of here. You want to do...
His son is in a band called Vended. Like vending machine, but Vended. It also features Simon Crayon, son of Clown.
Oh, okay.
That's in... So it's like there's... Oh, man, that's cool.
I got to look up what Trujillo's kid's doing now, because he was playing with Korn for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was like 15 playing with Korn.
My daughter's going to be doing sports here on the show starting tomorrow.
Thank God! You want to guess...
She probably knows more.
You want to do a Kim Basinger out the door?
Oh, yeah.
She's still beautiful.
She still own... was it Brazelton or Winder?
She sold it, didn't she?
She sold it, yeah.
Sold Winder.
Freaking Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale. I'm going to say she is 64, like the Impala.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, she's 72 years old today.
Good Lord. Yeah.
So pretty.
Happy heavenly birthday. Jim Morrison would have been 82 today.
He's not dead.
Depending on who you ask, right?
Right.
Greg Allman, definitely dead. Lost him in 2017.
Oh,
he would have been
78
years old today.
Okay, look at this. This was taken last week of Kim Basinger. If you saw
last
that,
week?
Yes. That was at some can... Oh, that's in Iowa. You go, that's...
Yeah.
Iowa Movie Canned Food Drive Festival. Well, that sounds fun to go to. That woman's 72 years old.
God, she looks like when she was Rabbit's mom, where she was hooking up with Michael Shannon in 8 Mile.
Wow. You mean, God, what was his name? Michael Shannon, when he was on Boardwalk Empire, he was a salesman. He'd go in there and rifle himself to death.
He was a cop, too, right? George? Was his name
and
George?
He was also one of the bad guys in Superman.
Oh, yeah, it was General Zod.
General Zod.
He'll destroy your grass. Sam Kinison would have been 72 years old today. Rest in peace, Carl LeBeau. It's not his birthday, but when we'd have Carl on the show, you know, we talk about, you know, Sam Kinison, you know, having a kid.
God.
Carl was on the hook for the child support.
God.
That never went away.
I know, but I wish we had those tapes.
Flip Wilson would have been 92 years old today, and Sammy Davis Jr., an even 100 years old.
The Candyman. You know, knowing what you know now about, like, Hollywood and, you know, all the hush-hush stuff, like, do you think Sammy Davis Jr.?
I don't. Man, I really don't know.
I don't, I mean, like, even, dare I say, like, the Rat Pack.
Were there any rumors about Sammy as far as...
I don't know, but I just...
Like, okay, Dean Martin was always, like, notoriously drunk. Never knew where he was.
Right.
Frank was, you know, involved in the mafia, but he had a hog too, so
then
not like Uncle Milty, but close.
Like,
who's the guy that, like, Joey, who's the guy distanced himself from it after there was mafioso ties? Joey, who knows, who cares too, how about that?
So my brain's fried.
Right back, Joey.
That's how I like
it. I gotta know it. Joey Bishop, there we go. Yeah, he pulled back on that. Yeah. Okay.
Review your associations.
Frank Sinatra. Hell no, he wasn't gay. They had a text.
No.
Get out of here. I don't think he was anyway.
I'd feel sorry for who he was gay with.
I would too.
You have a hard time.
That's why I thought Sammy Davis Jr. maybe, because he was kind of like, you know.
Like, I never heard rumors, but then again.
How'd you lose that eye?
I'm 42, so.
Yeah.
And then even, like, with all of us in the room, we don't really remember those times.
I'm going to do something I'm not supposed to do right now. And I'm going to Google if that was her. Let's see. Sammy Davis Jr. was bisexual,
what?
According to Paul Anka's 2013 autobiography, where Paul Anka stated in his book that Sammy Davis Jr. was completely open about his sexuality and got into his bisexuality in the Las Vegas scene. I knew it.
Well, you can't trust a guy who's named after a boat park. I mean, come on.
That's true. My God. I don't want to stop and put down the anchor. Have a great day.
Okay.
Wash your hands. We'll be back live tomorrow with a brand new Truth and Consequences. It's the Rise Guys. God bless America. It is good. Thank you. I forgot what...
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.